Today we're building one of those classic drum and bass arrangement moments that can absolutely flip a room, the rewind moment blend. This is the kind of transition you hear in jungle and old school inform DNB where the track feels like it briefly winds backward, then snaps right back into the groove with more weight and attitude. And we're doing it in Ableton Live 12 in a way that feels smoky, warehouse dusty, sub heavy, and DJ friendly, not cartoonish or overblown. So the goal here is simple, make a short, high-impact phrase ending that feels like a micro-event with a memory. The listener should feel the track hesitate for a second, then slam forward again. Not a full breakdown, not a huge stop, just enough tension to make the return hit harder. We're aiming for a 4-bar rewind blend that sits at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar section. That could be before a drop returns, before a halftime switch, or right before a second variation. If your track is around 172 BPM, this effect is going to feel especially punchy, because the phrase moves fast enough to create urgency without losing clarity. First thing, find the right spot in your arrangement. Loop the end of a phrase in arrangement view, and make sure your drums and bass are already working together. This is important. The rewind needs to feel like it belongs inside the groove, not pasted on top as an afterthought. Now create a dedicated track for the rewind effect. Call it something like Rewind FX. Keep it separate from your main bass and drums so you can control it easily, mute it later if needed, and automate it without messing up the rest of your mix. For the source material, keep it small and controllable. You can resample a short bass phrase, grab a drum hit, or combine a tiny bit of both. Then process that on the rewind track. A really effective workflow is to resample 1 bar or even half a bar of bass and drums into audio, then turn that into the rewind gesture. If you want a quick start, use Ableton stock devices like Simpler or Sampler, Auto Filter, Utility, Saturator, and maybe a touch of echo or reverb. Nothing fancy is required here. What matters is the shape of the motion. Now for the rewind feel itself. The simplest way to sell the illusion of time moving backward is to reverse audio. In Ableton, consolidate a half bar or 1 bar phrase, reverse it, and line the end of that reversed sound so it lands right before the next downbeat. That timing is everything. The rewind should feel like it's being sucked into the return, not drifting aimlessly. If you want tighter control, drop a short bass stab or drum hit into Simpler, switch it to reverse, and trim the sample so you're only using the useful part. You can keep the amplitude envelope tight too, so the attack is snappy and the tail doesn't smear. A good starting point is to keep the reversed clip fairly quiet, maybe 6 to 12 dB down from the main groove, and fade it in and out quickly. Think of it as a shadow behind the main drums, not the star of the show. Also, don't let too much low end live in the reversed layer. High pass it if needed so it doesn't step on the kicker sub when the drop comes back. Now let's talk sub pressure, because this is where the whole thing either feels massive or falls apart. The sub should not vanish completely during the rewind. Instead, it should deform. It should feel like it's being pulled backward without losing its body. If your bass is MIDI-based, duplicate the final note or make a short lead note into the rewind point. Shortening the last bass note is often a smart move, because it gives the effect a clean handoff. If the note is too long, the rewind can blur and the whole thing loses punch. For the sub layer, something simple in operator or wave-eatable works great. Keep it mono. Use a sine or triangle-based source. Don't over-modulate it. Let the automation do the work. You can sweep an auto filter gently downward during the rewind, and maybe add just a little saturator drive so the sub stays audible on smaller speakers. We're talking subtle harmonic weight, not fuzzy destruction. A really useful move is to automate the sub volume down by just 1 to 3 dB right at the rewind moment, then let it recover on the next downbeat. That tiny dip makes the whole thing feel like gravity has been pulled out of the room for a second. It's a small move, but it adds a lot of physical tension. Next, give the bass a shadow. A restail or detuned mid-layer makes the rewind feel much more alive. Duplicate your bass line or build a separate mid-bass layer in Wave-Eatable with two slightly detuned saws. Keep it focused in the low-mid range, roughly 120 Hz to 800 Hz, and don't widen it too much. We want movement, not smear. A good approach is to automate the filter on that res layer so it closes down as the phrase ends. That creates the feeling of the bass being sucked backward into the transition. A little saturation helps here too, but keep the pure sub clean. Distort the mid layer, not the low end. That separation is what keeps the transition heavy and readable on a proper system. Now let's bring the drums into the moment, because a rewind that only happens in the bass can feel a little too neat. The drum fill is what sells the idea that the whole groove is reacting. Build a short fill from chopped brake fragments. Use a snare flam, a ghost snare, a kick pickup, a reversed hat, maybe one reversed crash or reversed brake slice. You don't need a lot. In fact, the less you use, the more identity the moment tends to have. A simple pattern could be ghost snare on beat 3, a quick brake slice on the end of 3, a snare accent on beat 4, then a reversed hit in the last half beat before the downbeat. Then let the full drums return. That little run gives the rewind a proper old-school feel without turning it into a polished EDM fill. If the fill feels too sharp, use drum bus lightly for glue and punch, or smooth it with a Q8 if there's harsh buildup around 3 to 6 kHz. Keep an eye on transient energy. You want the fill to feel like a sharp editorial cut, not a long dramatic pause. Now let's add atmosphere, because the smoky warehouse vibe comes as much from space as from sound. Use a texture layer with final crackle, room tone, crowd noise, dust, or even a little field recording. Run it through auto filter and darken it. A short echo burst or a dark, reverb tailed can make the transition feel like air is moving inside a concrete space. The key is control. We're not going for a huge wash. We want a brief burst of space that feels worn in and physical. Try automating the reverb only in the last half bar. Keep the decay fairly short, maybe around 1.2 to 2.4 seconds, and filter the highs down so the space feels smoky rather than shiny. If you want extra movement, a short low-pass sweep down to around 2 to 5 kHz can make the whole moment feel like the room is closing in for a second. Here's a teacher tip. Often the most convincing rewind moments come from contrast and density, not from throwing more effects at the problem. Strip out one or two rhythmic layers briefly. Give the rewind some air. If everything is still playing at full density, the effect won't feel like it has any impact. Also, in Ableton Live 12, local clip automation can be cleaner than automating everything at the bus level. If you just need one bass stab to reverse, or one clip to dip in volume or filter, do it right on the clip. It's faster, more precise, and often easier to revise later. Now, to blend the rewind into the return, avoid a hard stop. The best version of this is an energy collapse followed by a snapback. On the last bar, automate the main bass down a little, open the rewind FX, and reduce the drum bus by maybe 1 to 2 dB for a tiny moment. Then bring everything back on the downbeat. A very effective trick is to mute the kick for the last quarter beat before the return. Just that tiny gap makes the next hit feel enormous. It's subtle, but it creates a real sense of pressure release and reed impact. Before you call it done, check it in mono. This is a sub-pressure lesson, so low-end discipline matters. Use utility to check mono compatibility. If the rewind sounds huge in stereo but weak on a system, it probably means the low end is smeared or the FX layer is carrying too much bass. High pass the rewind layer if needed, maybe somewhere between 80 and 150 Hz, and keep the sub centered. Also listen for whether the reversed audio fights the kick transient, whether the return lands too early or too late, and whether the bass is masking the snare at the phrase change. If the moment feels muddy, simplify it. Reduce the low end in the FX layer, shorten the fill, and let the downbeat breathe. A few common mistakes to avoid here: making the rewind too long, overloading it with reverb, widening the sub, or stuffing too many chops into the drum fill. Remember, this works best as a short, disciplined micro-event. Controlled grime. Slightly unstable, slightly dusty, but still tight enough to hit hard on a PA. If you want to go a step further, resample the finished rewind blend and re-edit it. That second pass bounce often sounds dirtier and more authentic than their original chain. You can also try a tiny pitch fall on the rewind layer, maybe just minus 1 to minus 3 semitones over the final beat. Keep it subtle so it feels like mechanical drag, not a tape stop gimmick. And here's a strong advanced variation. Instead of fully reversing audio, try a fake rewind with rhythmic gating. Chop the last beat into repeating fragments with quick volume moves. That can feel more like a system glitch than a literal rewind, which is great if you want a darker, more nervous vibe. You can also do a two-stage rewind, one little rewind gesture at the end of bar 15, then a smaller one on the end of 16. That staggered approach can feel hypnotic and a bit more organic. Or try splitting the effect by band, where the sub stays mostly steady while the mids and highs do the reversing motion. That keeps the pressure anchored while the texture moves around it. When you're done, test the whole thing at low volume too. That's one of the best checks for whether the phrasing is actually working. If you can still feel the transition when it's quiet, the contrast is strong and the arrangement is doing its job. So let's recap the core idea. Build the rewind at a clear phrase end, keep the sub mono and stable, use reversed audio and a small drum fill, darken the space with a little filtered atmosphere, and blend the moment with automation instead of a hard cut. If you get the balance right, the rewind stops being just a transition and starts becoming part of the track's identity. That's the sound of a proper smoky warehouse rewind, brief, heavy, and just twisted enough to make the next bar hit like a truck.